around. Seven Hills has needs across the board with regard to lots of areas of help and giving. So not only do we need a lot of basic items, such as hygiene items, such as clothing, such as monetary assistance to help people get into housing. But we also would ask for people's time. That's really important to us. We have lots of really good volunteers that come in and help us throughout all programs. We're also beginning a couple of exciting programs this year, an outreach program throughout Benton and Washington counties that we're going to need a whole lot of volunteer efforts on, and a mentorship sort of program for some of our clients who really would be benefited by having mentors in the community that could reconnect them to a support network. Specifically, though, the way Seven Hills does business with our clients is we use a lot of meeting of immediate needs, whether that be food or clothing or assistance on a utility bill, so somebody isn't cold, or assistance with some rent at within another program. We use meeting those immediate needs to try to help our clients learn to become more planful in their lives. So we do housing stabilization plans with them, and we help them to build relationships with us and within the community to where they don't have cycles of homelessness or cycles to where they're falling into times of poverty and such.
When you mentioned that you can use volunteer hours, someone might hear this and say, well, I don't know what I can offer. So what can someone offer with their time?
Well, basically, if they want to help us do anything from facilities maintenance to volunteering in some of the administrative tasks that we have, to, as I was referencing in our new outreach program that's beginning in the new year, helping to go out with us in the communities right here in Northwest Arkansas that are needing assistance to be able to bridge the gap. I think the economic times that we're in the midst of right now, it's even difficult for people in our community at this point to have the gas money enough to get to the food banks. So what we're trying to do is not only just bring food right to people, but also meet a bunch of other immediate needs right where folks are at, rather than having them have to spend gas to get to the places where they need to get the help. So we're trying to even kind of become more and more proactive in our approach of helping, and having volunteers to be able to be there to do, even on a cold day, hand out some coffee and get some initial information, so when they get up to the front of the line, they can get their needs met in a quick manner. I think the other thing that volunteers do is they show individuals and families who are homeless or on the verge of becoming homeless the fact that the community cares about them. And one of the biggest factors in homelessness psychologically is the fact that you can feel really, really isolated, like you're the only one kind of in the midst of this position. And being that more than 75% of who's homeless right now in Northwest Arkansas are homeless for the first time ever, they've had no experience with homelessness before that, it can be a real isolating situation. And having a volunteer from the community there just to show that the community cares, and by just having simple conversations and in trying to meet those basic needs, it really makes a huge difference.
Wow. So you can donate quite a bit without, if that is your preference, without spending money. You can also use monetary support. And as you mentioned, there are items that can be donated just to help in the immediacy, like toiletries and hygiene items.
Absolutely. And on our website, which is www.number7hillscenter.org, we actually always have an updated wish list, because the needs of our clients change, especially seasonally, and especially for those clients who are unsheltered. The list that is on that webpage, on our webpage, is updated, like I said, monthly or more often with our most current needs. So that's the best place to get those. And also, I'd be remiss in not saying we're in the midst of our annual giving campaign as well. And the Willard and Pat Walker Charitable Foundation has really been generous to us as usual, and they've given us $50,000 of matching money for the community to match. We try to make one big push per year to get the community to help us that way, and that kind of fills in the gap with keeping the lights on so we can do the sorts of services that we do in the community.